on Revolution.
Bookmark words on standby.
Log online, fan page loaded and ready.
Player stats loaded. Health check, go.
Weapons check. Ice check, complete.
We have launch for the Informant Podcast in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Welcome to the Informant Podcast. I'm Pistol Pete from Spockholm. Tonight I have with me Jennifer, the Mafia Wars Loot Lady. Jenna is taking the evening off, enjoying a concert. And I guess that just leaves you and me to talk about the pounds and pounds of material that have been entered into the game.
They keep doing that.
I know.
It was so funny because I was closing up my computer to go to bed. And I kind of knew it was coming because we had server images of new achievements.
Right.
But, you know, normally when that happens, it's like, oh, like a stranger swag is out or a collector's edition item. And I'm like, what? Two new districts in London.
Mm-hmm.
Which is odd because Chicago, there's two unreleased districts for Chicago. The consumable items are in the inventory and they never did release them. And it just seemed unexpected to have London districts when people are struggling to finish what's, you know,
already there.
4, 5, and 6.
Yeah.
And so some people aren't too happy about it because they're like, oh, I just finished. Nice to have some breathing room. And I was just like, oh, no, I'm not doing my walkthroughs for these yet. So I just made a summary post, and then I'll get to those tonight. But I did finish them on my energy account, and they're the same.
Mm-hmm.
Except they're a little annoying with the consumables. Because on the 8th district, like, you need a consumable to do the job that makes the consumable. Yeah, I hate that.
Yeah.
And the bandits are crazy, too.
Yep.
You know, and what I noticed first about bandits, it seemed like if you had two going, you wouldn't get more. But I had like 4 windows with one on it. And they did update the bandit and bonus job loot items. There's now 5 of them, but they didn't improve the stats that much, which I don't get. Have you ever done a bonus job?
The ones that pop up underneath?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, you do them?
If they're there.
I don't. I ignore them.
I do it, and if I master it, I master it and move on.
Well, the thing is, you don't get skill points for mastering them. And if the loot doesn't help me, I don't get a skill point. I don't see the need to waste the energy to do the job. Like, what am I doing it for? The pleasure of watching the progress bar?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Pretty much. That's why I do it. It's the pleasure of watching the progress bar.
Well, yeah, you have like a million energy. I have like 7,000. So.
I don't have like a million.
Oh, you have a lot.
A lot.
Yeah, we'll just leave it at that.
And I now have 5,500 unspent skill points.
So oh, wow. I need them right now.
I'm itching, though. I'm starting to get that tingling where I gotta go spend them. So.
Yeah, just do it already.
Yeah. All those people out there waiting for the achievement bonuses.
Yeah. Before we get into all the pounds of stuff, as you called it, we should talk about what's going on in Spockholm.
Yeah, we should.
We saw some interesting things in the game.
Well, I'm not sure which one specifically you're referring to, but specifically since we were talking about jobs and those things that are multiple consumables and stuff like that, one of the things that's been added as a new toolbar feature is an option to actually complete a tier or job tier, if you will, by clicking a full button that's added by the Spockholm toolbar so that it would do it to mastery. So if you just click the full button, it'll go continue to click that job until you're fully mastered. And then you can repeat that same thing for the next job and the next job and the next job. The downside is for those stat-hungry people, then repeat job is still your best bet for that kind of stuff. But if you're just someone that just wants to save a couple extra clicks and have the, you know, energy to do the job that many times, it'll just do it till you run out of energy. It'll also eliminate the bandit and move on for you. So
I like it. I like watching it when you click the full button.
Uh-huh.
And it just does that. You can sit back and let it do its thing.
And for those that are standard click happy, you can click the one button and it will do one, basically. So just another toolbar feature that's out there that now, you know, saves some time. Again, for those people that like to save time moving through the game and don't want to have to do a whole bunch of clicking. So
I like that the one button removes their silly buttons. But yeah. One thing I want to ask Ike is, instead of it saying one, I would like to see it say do job. Like, the original
like the
books.
Old one? Yeah.
Yeah. The one, for some reason, bugs me.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like I have to explain it to not everyone, but, like, in my head when I read it, I say, do job.
Yeah.
Even though it's something simple and insignificant.
That would be easy enough to do, but, yeah, I imagine it was just that people understood it was actually only going to do it once.
Yeah, well, he had to make it, he told me anyways, he had to make it shorter because the buttons that they have are so long because of their verbs.
Right.
So that was just the term he came up with.
And then that let the word full fit pretty nicely in there. But.
And then, of course, you have a lot of people ask, they don't like it for some reason, and they've been asking if there was a way to turn it off.
And currently there's not. If people do have an issue with some of the stuff that we add like that normally a lot of times we will add a configuration option in the toolbar to turn it on or off. And so if there's enough requests for that, then that's what we'll do with this too. So then that if you don't want that, then head to our forums and then go ahead and request that we remove or give an option to remove that from the toolbar. I'm not sure why that would make that much difference to any one person's game, because even if you're going to click manually, clicking the one button versus the option of using the full button seems like it wouldn't make that much difference. I'm not sure what the argument would be.
Yeah, I think some people just don't like change.
Yeah, that could be it.
I remember when David updated the Mafia Wars add-on, he completely changed the way it says health and like what you have above.
Uh-huh.
And I remember people really going wild about it.
Yeah. Well, that's typical. Yeah.
I don't know if he has an option to make it go back to the way it was, but I just remember seeing a lot of comments on the fan page about
we do
people.
A pretty good job of getting configuration options in. Like when we do, you know, you can disable the auto post, you can turn off the Union Hall 2.0 that's not applicable anymore.
That's what I was saying was interesting.
Yeah, the ZMC ag confirmation, those kinds of things. So are all configurable in the toolbar. But yes, the Union Hall is gone and now replaced with how do we want to say it?
I would call it a property module.
It's the property manager lite.
Yeah, it looks just like the property manager. Even their little drop-down menus.
Yeah, but the only thing that I like where they're headed, but the one thing that I noticed, and I'm not sure if it was just me, but it never remembers what your settings are.
No, and I keep building stuff I don't want.
Exactly my point. And, you know, and that is one of the things that the property manager actually does for you, is it remembers what your settings were, so the next time you come in and run it, you can run the same things again. So here we are, we're looking at this new module, which makes it pretty easy to collect all your properties. It's all there, right, with simple buttons. It would be very nice to just have a collect all above it, and hint, hint, Ike. It may be a toolbar feature.
I think he's adding, he said he was going to add all the New York properties.
Right. But yeah, why they don't have an option to go in and actually remember via cookies or whatever else, what your settings are on those individual dropdowns. So the next time you come in, you can craft the same item. And if you don't want to craft the same item, you have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's still for some people that hoard a lot of reward points or buy a lot of reward points and want to repeat craft often, like something like the property manager is probably better or faster. And there's other scripts out there other than property manager too, you know. But, you know, that would let you craft those items a little bit quicker if you're repeating it over and over and over again for a couple hundred or 500 reward points. So, So, what else am I missing?
But I think you all should be flattered because they, in addition to the Union Hall, they added a lot of features from the toolbar, and they also, with the confirmation.
Yeah, they had the confirmation to the ZMC. They screwed up the 1 hour and 4 hour option we had in the toolbar, which is kind of disappointing because that was actually something that they should have found a way to keep themselves. Again, not something that we should have had to do necessarily. It's nice for people to know whether or not they're accepting a 1 hour or 4 hour battle.
That's going to be fixed though, right? Because I saw you guys talking about working on it.
Yeah, I think I think Ike was saying that he thinks there might be a workaround for that.
I think Brandon got it to work too.
Oh, did he? Okay.
Yeah, I think I saw something in the room.
Yep. So, but that's something that, yeah, we can probably fix back up. But again, you know, if Zynga just
you should have never had to do it in the first place.
Yeah.
But it's almost as if they're somewhat listening to feedback of, you know, things we say or other players say on the forums. But it seems like if you write a script to do something is when it catches their attention.
That's because that's the coolness factor. Because I gotta lay this other one on everybody if they haven't noticed with the toolbar, is that now when you hover over those individual navigation links like home, job, fight, properties, inventory, and so on, we have Spockified it with the – hey, there's my new word, Spockify. So we Spockified it with a drop-down menu that will take you to directly to the sub-items on that particular page.
Oh, we haven't talked about that yet either.
Yeah. So, like, for example, if you go to Fight and you hover over it, you get an option to go straight to the Fight page. You can go to the Rivals page. You can go straight to Robbing, straight to War, or Hit List. And I got to tell you, this is one of those handy ones. Kudos to Ike because he was the one that spent the most time doing it. This one really came in handily. can't speak. Handy when I was trying to go to my inventory and jump straight to Collections. And that was really nice to have that drop down to go straight there without having to muck around with trying to get, you know, through the inventory. Then you got to click on the other tab and, you know, it was just
well, the inventory
nice.
Page load takes forever, too. That's
exactly.
Why I like it.
Right.
So now you don't even have to mess with it.
Yep.
I wonder if they'll add that, too. They should.
They should. And the same thing going to your My Family. Now you can get to a lot of those other things that, you know, if you're just wanting to go check out your family properties, it's quick. Drop down menu and boom, you're right there.
Your roster, your battles, all of it.
Yep.
I have a question for you. When you see stuff like that, like, you know, we've talked about this throughout the years, like your Thai bot or Vegas chip collector opener thingy.
Uh-huh.
Then when they add it to the game, does it annoy you or does it make you feel like, oh, wow, I'm flattered. They thought my idea was good and they added it to the game.
Probably more the latter. I mean, you know, for us, it's... We do the things that come to mind and that we hear other players or players ourselves, you know, want to see changed in the game because, you know, we're going to get benefit from it. If Zynga finally, you know, listens to some of the requests coming from the community and adds some of that stuff, then, you know, so be it. You know, we'll continue to come up with new ideas. And then if they add it later, that's great. You know, I mean, I don't think it's a case of that we're bothered by them doing what they do. I think it is, copying is a form of flattery, I suppose. So,
well, and not only them, but it was funny after Union Hall 2.0 came out, I saw another script and it was identical. Like they even took out Las Vegas. The only thing they did was change the Rob Squad icon.
Yeah.
But it's like, if you're going to make sure if you see a great idea, make it yourself. Or if you're going to copy somebody else's code, give them credit. And
yeah,
this goes on all the time. Like, with my blog too. Like last night I made just a summary post about these new districts and I go to another blog and I see that they had copied one of my images and I knew it was mine because I like did Photoshop with it to make it show up a different way than it does in the game.
Right.
And it's like, what's the point? Like, can you not just do your own work? I don't get it.
Yeah. Well, certainly easier and faster to copy than it is to do it yourself. So, but, you know, we've always had kind of the give credit where credit's due. If you're the person that wrote the code and if you copy it from somewhere else, then somewhere in the code, give a reference to it and say, you know, XYZ section was pulled from, you know, Spock Home Tools, you know, Family Map Manager or whatever else. I mean, that's just respect for the people that did spend the time to come up with the idea and the creativity that sparked it to begin with. And then with anything else, we've always left our code open to the public, you know, because we want them to be able to go out there and mod it because, you know, there are lots of creative people in this community that have lots of great ideas about it. And some of them have more time than we do in some cases. And so, you know, them taking on the idea of modding, you know, is encouraged, but mod and give proper credit. I mean, just taking a copy of the code, putting it on your own servers, and then changing the name and calling it your own is not fair. I mean, that's just not right. But, you know, if you make significant changes to it, and it's, you know, they usually say when you copy content, and this goes for anything, if you're going to take a graphic off the web and you make changes to it, it's like an 80% rule change, that if you make 80% or more change to something, then it's new work.
Oh, I've heard that before.
Is at least the perception on it. So if you're only making, you know, 50% change on something, you're not making new work. You know, so if you've basically taken 90% of the code and make a 10% change that just makes it, you change the color and the graphics and you put your own name on it, that's not enough to warrant considering it new work. So, you know, just be respectful. I mean, and, you know, we would do the same too. A lot of our code, we do give specific references to people that have given us ideas for motivation to do certain types of things in the game, or those that have actually made mods and shared those mods with us. And we greatly appreciate that because it really, you know, helps further bolster the community and then get things out there that sometimes we just can't think of. I mean, we're human and we don't have the answers to everything. You know, unless 42 is the answer to everything. But, you know, we do our best. And, you know, there's lots of people that have very creative ideas and
yeah,
they all pan out. And that's why I say, you know, in this case, with Zynga making these changes in the game, it's something that we as players have asked for a long time. Close the ZMC.
They still haven't done that, though.
I know, that one still bugs me.
And it bothers me that they spend the time to just do something that most people already have. And they could have spent that time to, like, delete this pop-up every time.
Right. Well, and then you got to think it's got something to do with analytics. But even that, you know, experiment. I mean, life is about experimentation. And take this as an opportunity to try something different and see if it yields different results. They've never done it. I mean, they mm-hmm. can say that they have, but they haven't. Because if you only do it for a day and you go, it didn't work, that's not really a test. You know, you got to do it for a couple of weeks or month at least to really get a good benchmark of, did this work? Was this change enough that caused less grief on people in the game? You know, and if it's a sore point for so many people, AOL got dinged like crazy for their pop-ups. And what'd they have to do? They changed their business model that they didn't do pop-ups as much. You know,
Zynga's
taken a lot of heat for pop-ups. And yes, they've curbed some of them to a certain extent, but there's still a lot of in-game pop-ups that you're just like, are you serious? Why did you have to open up a window that I have to close with an X to do this? And I get, you know, okay, maybe in part it has something to do with they're trying to slow you down. They don't want you to go too fast through the game. But, you know, I don't know. You don't muck with our games. We play the game the way we want to play it. Don't try to control us because there's going to be people that are going to find workarounds to your control, you know, and then that's when things get messy and ugly because then you got fight scripts out there running amok because they didn't like the control you put on us all. So
before we get off the topic of copying, I get dinged a lot. Like people will make comments that the images I use on my blog are copyrighted by Zynga, so I shouldn't be allowed to use them and my blog should be shut down. I have people trying to get my blog shut down, by the way. But Zynga has given third-party sites permission to use their game images.
Right.
Just so people know that. Now, is it right to take an image that I took from my own game and put it on your blog and say, well, it belongs to Zynga, not you? No, that's not right. That's a copyright violation.
Yeah.
If you go in and take it yourself from your own game, sure. I'm just tired of people stealing my stuff.
Stealing it.
But nobody reads the sites that steal from me anyway, so I shouldn't be that concerned. But it's annoying.
That's funny.
I don't know why they do it. Like, I spend all this time, and part of what keeps me going, like, because a lot of times I think I'm wasting my time and I should move on and do something else or just play Mafia Wars and forget about the blog. But I think of, you know, I see my metrics and I see all the readers I have, and I feel like if I just quit, I would be disappointing them.
Yeah.
And that kind of is what keeps me going. And it's that there's some rumor out there that I make $4,000 a month in my ad revenue.
Nice.
That would made me, yeah, I wish. It's, you know, if anyone knows anything about blogs, it's not that much money.
Yeah.
And, you know, when you have to buy reward points to do a lot of the things you do, it doesn't, I don't really come out ahead.
That money starts vanishing pretty quick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, oh well. If they want to think I make that much money doing this, then so be it. I can't argue about it.
Yep. So I think I got the stuff that's been new to Spockholm.
You should add that the Taskmaster button. Oh, let me explain it. When Zynga came out with their new Union Hall setup, it's great. You can just collect from your London and your Chicago and your Brazil properties from the homepage. You can collect them individually. And that's why people liked the Union Hall that Spockholm made, because it gave them that option.
Oh, right.
So now Zynga gives us the option, but they forgot to add a Taskmaster activation. So even if you want to use this nice homepage one-stop shopping, you still have to go travel and get on a job page or the property. You have to still activate that Taskmaster.
Right. Bonus. I see what you're saying. Oh, yeah. That's true. And that's where the property manager does do that.
If you have the Spockholm toolbar, it does that for you now too.
Yeah.
Because I added a button to do that.
Activate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But another thing Zynga did that pissed a lot of people off with this update is they made it so the Taskmaster bonus disappears when you collect on one property. So if you go activate it and you collect your stamina, and then like 3 hours later you're ready to collect your energy, you're not going to get double. And they recommend on their blog post, the way around that is to collect them at the same time. Well, that was the problem. When we do collect them at the same time, we end up wasting most of it.
Right.
So, and there's really no workaround around that.
So
it's
far.
Just a nerf. Oh, maybe you guys can figure
it out. I don't know. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
You never know.
So that, you know, some other bad things with their new setup is now, instead of the New York limit to time properties, we're all batched in with New York. They're now called global properties to include the Chop Shop, Weapons Depot, Armory, and Zoo.
Right.
And they're on the landing page of every destination property page. So if you want to go look at your Chicago, Brazil, Las Vegas, London, if you want to go look at those specific property pages, you now have to do two page loads. You have to go to the property page and then click over to city properties. Mm-hmm. And it makes no sense. Like, if you're going to travel somewhere to look at a property, why put it on a second page? That's annoying. And then, of course, the property timer countdown has really upset a lot of people. It used to be that when you wanted to speed up your crafting timers, it would decrease the amount of reward points the closer you were to the timer expiring.
Yep.
So like after an hour and a half, it would only cost one reward point to craft a new item. Well, now it's on a brand new timer. It's no longer 18 hours. It's 24 hours for all players. It resets at midnight. So if you forget, you missed a chance. Like, you can't really tailor it anymore to your own needs. Mm-hmm. You have 24 hours to get it done. And if you don't, boom, it moves on. You're on the next day. That part, I don't really mind that the timer changed, because it makes it easier for family progression, because you're never going to get in that boat where if I collect now, then I'm not going to get credit. But this whole reward point thing has got people really mad.
Yep.
And for, you know, about a year, however long when the sixth property came out where it made it necessary to shuffle.
Yep.
In order to collect, people were smart and they could shuffle properties out and they could craft all of them for one reward point each, minus the free five ones you got.
Right.
And I don't know if Zynga did this to stop that activity, but it fixed that, if you want to call it a glitch. I'm sure it was. Some people maintain that it was part of the game, but.
Yeah. Well, as long as you had six properties there, it seemed like it was part of the game.
Yeah, because you could build and then shuffle them out, and then an hour later, when the timer elapsed, you could craft from new ones.
Right.
So that's gone. People can't do that. And then they did have the font and color choices they used for that thing weren't very good for the eye, but they did change that.
Yeah.
And then one thing I don't like, the third window on the family module, the property module, is your limit to time property when it's in progress. And we finally did get the pit lane. Mm-hmm. And it no longer shows up on your front page. You have your collect option only. So then you have to go to your homepage and click on the limit to time option. So now you're doing two clicks instead of one just to see your property. Mm-hmm. And then you have to go view parts. But the pit lane is no different from the Arctic base as far as the way the requests work. But they did lower the parts needed. So instead of 623, we now only need 471 parts.
Well, that's...
And we have 16 days.
That's nice.
Yeah, that makes it nicer.
I still probably won't get through it all.
Well, now if you ask only twice a day, you should be able to get it done. The problem with it before is you had to ask three times a day.
Right.
And that's not possible for probably the majority
most
of
players,
people.
Yeah.
Even me, who I'm online all the time, and I couldn't do it. The only person I knew who could do it was Mike Nestor.
Right.
But he is like, he lives in some alarm clock lined room. He's got him going off at all
He's
hours.
The clock master.
Yeah.
Like that guy in the Matrix with like wearing all those watches.
Yeah. And I tried that once. I set my alarm and it went off and I was like, huh? And it woke my boyfriend up and he's like, what's that? I was like, oh, I have to go do my property. And I just turned it off and fell back asleep. So I decided that all that accomplished was waking somebody else who doesn't play the game up.
And created more contention within the household.
Yes. But at one point, he played Cafe World, and he set alarm clocks to get up to make his food.
Uh-huh.
And I've just really made him sound like a dork, but it's true.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm sure he's not the only one out there.
Nope.
Yep.
Oh, and another thing I should mention about this property module. Okay, it's true, like I said, it costs 12 reward points regardless of when you craft. Well, when they first brought it out, they must not have fixed the timer. And it was introduced around 10 o'clock in the evening. So if you crafted an item, the reward point purchase button said 2 reward points. And if you spent those 2 reward points, you could craft an item again. And it reset back to 2. So you could just keep going and going and going. And then half an hour later, it switched to 1. So people were buying reward points like crazy. They crafted thousands of items.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately, I was working on the blog post and I missed it. I think I was able to craft like 4 or 5 of them before they fixed it.
I was busy. I missed it.
I know. A lot of people did. But it just shows you they fixed that within 2 hours.
Yeah.
But when we have some kind of major glitch, like for example, if you try to leave your family right now, you can't. The only way to leave a family is if the godmother or godfather removes you.
Oh, wow.
You know, and I posted that 2 days ago. Is it fixed? No. But, you know, you get a glitch like this and they fix it fast.
Sure.
But I know people that spent hundreds of dollars. They just went and bought reward points and bought like, they literally built 1,000 property items. And you can do the math on the skill points. And then it was kind of funny because if you were smart and you built warthogs and you got 20 health points for 1 reward point, the next day they offered a skill point reallocation. And they added a third option. You can now get 100, you can allocate 100 skill points for 100 reward points. And they were even on sale, so it only cost 90. But it was kind of like, oh, okay, here, we made a glitch. Let's try to get some money off it and reward the people that used it by letting them move their skills around.
Yeah.
That kind of made me laugh.
This whole thing, sorry, this I was just noticing in the game. This whole theme in the Chapter 7 in London.
The baby?
The baby thing. Uh-huh. I was looking at the one retired to the Isle of Wight, and mm-hmm. that baby looked like a Cabbage Patch Kid.
Oh, does it? I have to go look.
Yeah, he looks just like a Cabbage Patch Kid. That's just kind of funny.
Oh, okay.
I guess I'll not really.
Maybe I'll make a screenshot of the baby next to a pet. Cabbage Patch Kid.
Yeah. All right, so what else do we get new?
Okay, so we
went through. Let the list begin.
Well, I'm kind of incorporating it a lot.
Yeah.
We finally got the sombrero bags that were meant to be for Cinco de Mayo. I just said they released them in time for Cinco de June. Who knows? They've been around for 2 days now. We have another secret district you can pay to play. The Lexington Hotel is back out. They also updated the inventory. And if you go to blow up an item, like if you go to your inventory and find the item when it's small, you can now open it up and the image looks a little different. The window they put it on, and it now tells you how many you own. In the past, you wouldn't see how many you owned if they weren't active. items.
Right.
And now there's a category that says you own this many. And on some accounts, not all yet, and I don't know if they're going to push this out or if it's an experiment, but on some accounts, it tells you how much the item will improve your score. Hmm. And I think that's pretty cool. And also when you're doing jobs, if you're on one of these accounts, it'll flash like, you know, this item just increased your score X number of points. Hmm. Kind of like the Assassinator does.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't think that was a huge change that needed to happen, but it's helpful. But what they also did when they updated this inventory layout is in the past, if you went to use your treasure chest keys, the way to open them was to go to your inventory, blow up the image, and find the little button that opens the treasure chest. Well, they forgot to add that. So now people can't open their treasure chests if they have keys. And keys still do drop actively in the game with secret drops. I believe they come out in one of the mystery bags sometimes, or mystery bonuses if you can open those.
Uh-huh.
So now you have people with keys and they don't know how to open them. And what you need to do is go into your settings and make sure your treasure chest pop-up appears. And it should appear once a day if you have it activated. And then there's a button on that pop-up which will open up the treasure chest if you have a key.
Huh.
And they still sell those keys for 9 reward points in the marketplace. That's a crock. And 9 times out of 10, you're going to get crap loot items, but you do get reward points sometimes. So there's still an interest in that feature.
Crikey, it's a crock.
It is. It seems like a ripoff. Like, because normally the items you get are so obsolete, like they haven't been updated in over a year.
Yeah.
We got the new round of Stranger Swag, and the stats are pretty good, and some of it's even better than the VIP loot.
Oh.
But you got to be fast with those because sometimes they'll pull the banner for no reason. We're getting a new secret district called The Mold, and there's a new boss. He's a detective. I forgot his name.
The Mold? M-O-L-D?
Yeah, it's a weird name. I didn't get it. I was assuming someone else would know what that meant.
Huh.
But it's going to be in London. At least I think so, because you can look at the images for the... I found all these server images, and... one of the guys has one of those bobby hats on, and that looks pretty London to me. So I think it will be our first secret district in London.
Huh.
But now that we just got 2 new districts, I hope they hold off on it.
2 new districts and the reopening of the Lexington Hotel.
Right. And I wish I meant by that, because now I'm in the same situation I was last time. I want to work on these new London districts, but I need to finish the Lexington Hotel. And then Johnny Dean is the boss. But they haven't put the loot items in the inventory yet, so I'm hoping that means we won't get it for a while. Maybe next week.
Yeah.
And there's going to be new crates and a new marketplace promotion, because so many people spent all their reward points to craft properties when the glitch was going on that now there's a depletion. So to make it easier, they're going to put out a marketplace sale. And I haven't checked it out yet, but they did something to the boss fight, the family boss fight. It's refreshing differently. And I think this was one thing you suggested on the pack, Pete. I don't think you suggested it with the boss fight, but you suggested it for the fight module.
Uh-huh.
I haven't seen it yet. Have you?
Uh-uh.
Oh, I have to wait 20 hours. Yeah, there's supposed to be a wait. It's refreshing now, so you're... the people that show up on the sidebar, it's going to be more accurate of what they, if they need boosts or not. I still have to look at it. There's so much I still have to do because they put so many things out yesterday.
I still don't like that there's no more parentheses when a boss fight's active.
Oh, yeah.
So you have a hard time knowing that it is.
Mm-hmm. Maybe the spot comb toolbar can add that.
Yeah, that might not be a bad idea.
It would be easy to do. I think I covered it all.
That was fast.
Yeah, it wasn't bad. I mean, we didn't go into details on much of this stuff.
Yeah.
But I did make blog posts about most of the stuff, so if you want to know more.
And they can find that where? No, just kidding.
Oh, MafiaWarsLootLady.com.
That's pretty funny.
I remembered something. And this is actually really funny. Remember how we were complaining one time that they throw these contests and then they never announce the winner?
Yeah.
And then for the Design Your Crate contest, they announced a winner and they said he created the retro gaming crates, and his name was Michael S. But we never found out who Michael S. was, and we were just joking around that they probably just made the name up.
Right.
Well, now they're having a new Design Your Crate contest. And so they made a blog post about it. That can be found on their official blog at blog.mafiawars.com if you want all the details how to enter. And it was really funny because they said, the tattoo crates were one of the winning theme crates the last time we ran this contest.
Huh.
But before they said it was the retro game, but they did update it and it says we're one of the winning. So maybe they both were.
Huh.
But it was funny how the retro game crate had the Janaguchi Ms. Pack loot item. And they made such a hoopla about Mike Nestor's tattoo. And they didn't put his tattoo in the crate tattoo crates.
Sacrilege. No, just kidding.
Yeah. So, anyways, if you want to design a crate, have at it. And I think you can win reward points.
I got what you should do. You should do the going out of business crates.
Yeah. We're shutting the game down.
It's the Mafia Wars going out of business crates.
Wait, it's really funny, too, because you see these angry people commenting about, like, bashing people who spend money and suggesting that everyone stop spending money and they'll change.
Oh, yeah, that'll work.
It's like, oh, well, if everyone stops spending money, then the game is no longer profitable and it won't exist.
Yeah.
So what should we do? But it just cracks me up when people get mad about that.
That's funny.
And no matter how much you spend, there's going to be someone stronger than you.
That's true.
And I'm getting attacked. Right? There's a personal hate campaign against going on. So I'm getting attacked nonstop, and it kind of motivated me. And I've been spending my money on skill points now, which I've never really done in the past. And I was thinking, you know, no matter how much I spend here, these guys are already, like, way stronger than me. So I could spend 10,000 and they're probably still going to be able to beat me.
Yeah.
So what's the point?
Well, they got 20 or 30 people all attacking you at once.
Yeah. I don't know what they're doing, but it's weird. Like, as soon as the second I heal and I have about 12,000 health, or maybe 11,000, the second I heal, it gets knocked down to zero. And it's only at certain times. And I've been saving I've been using the plugin from the Assassinator to get more of a player update data.
Right.
And I just can't, it's really weird.
Hmm.
And so I think it's one of those fight scripts that are doing those weird things.
Could be.
But I'm still able to get my ices. It's really hard to do. I have to, like, pick certain times. But for now, it's, you know, it's more interesting to me from an experimental site standpoint, you know, because we were able to look at that data and tell of some things going on. Didn't. So what I'm going to do with all my data, I don't know. I did get mad. This is kind of funny, but it's what sparked the whole thing more so than it already was. I was getting annoyed because my health kept dropping to zero. So I was like, okay, I'll show these little turds. And so, you know, I wasn't thinking rationally. So I made a post on my fan page and I gave the links of the four people who were attacking me.
Uh-huh.
And then that sparked the biggest debate. Like, everyone was saying that it was against the terms of service to post links. And it's like, hello, there's like a copy beta button. Like, Zynga makes it easier for us to do. Nowhere does it say you can't post someone's link. I didn't tell anyone to bully these people. So now the clan that these people belong to, they're all pissed off, and it's just really getting out of control. And it's the reason behind it is so stupid. I can't meet the demands given to me. And so until I do, I'm going to get attacked. And it's like, how can you do it if you can't do it? You know, back in November, I had made a blog post about people that had unreleased boss fight items. And because of that post, we figured out how they did it. If you knew what you were doing, you could hack into the boss fight module and you could change it to be a different boss that wasn't released yet. And because of that, your odds of getting the rare items were greater because there was no other families in Mafia Wars attacking these bosses.
Right.
You know, and I could have cared less who did it. Like, you know, we all take advantage of glitches when we can. It's not the end of the world. It's not that big of a deal. And I didn't name the person. I just posted the image of his inventory. Well, now 6 months have gone by, and he wants the name of the person that gave me his link originally. And I don't remember. I can't do that. That was in November.
Yeah.
So until I give him this information that I don't even have, he's and his cronies are going to keep attacking me. And I'm not whining. I know it's Mafia Wars. I mean, I can deal with attacks.
Yeah.
But it's just really silly.
Yeah.
And I tried to reason with them, but so we'll see how that plays out. But for now, I'm getting some great data. And I'm getting to feel what, you know, I get a lot of people that come to me complaining about people sitting on them and they can't play the game. And most people's response to that is, wah, wah, wah. But it's kind of interesting to be on that side of it and see what happens.
Sure.
And see how it does affect gameplay. So I don't mind it for now. I mean, if their goal is they want me to quit, you know, who knows? Maybe it will make me quit. And I'll get my life back.
Yeah, that's, you can only hope.
Yeah. And it, what makes it even more funny is the excuse now is that this person woke up one day and had all these items in his inventory. And he went to customer support complaining about it. And they said, oh, well,
just keep it.
Yeah. So, and everyone believes this. I'm like, do you people even like read into it and question logic? If you really didn't want these items, there's a beautiful way to get rid of them. Go to your family property and dump them.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he still has like, I think he has like 4 ice cycles and 2 of everything else.
Well, you can get rid of them right now there, champ.
I know. And he's trying to defend that Zynga said I could keep them. And because I posted his loot image, he's been attacked and harassed for 6 months and he can't take it anymore. And it's all my fault.
I can't stand the pressure.
So it's kind of funny. I don't know what to do about it. I don't want to make a bigger stink, but it's been interesting.
Yep. All right. Well,
do you have any shout outs?
You know, I'm just going to give a shout out to the Spocktonians and to Martin and Ike this evening. And that's my big shout out right there. I'm not like Chester. I'm not going to go into an hour-long conversation about why I'm giving a shout-out to that group.
Like
They know why I am. I mean, I love you guys. You make me cry.
You're not going to do the long shout-out again?
No, I'm not going to read everybody's name again.
I should do that for my family.
Super speed mode.
They're all getting attacked now because of me. I feel bad.
Oh, yeah?
But what can you do?
Yeah.
But I understand if any of them want to leave. We had that happen with AMX when they used to attack our family nonstop.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually that family dissolved.
A lot of people left because of it?
Yeah. Well, it wasn't necessarily because of them attacking us, but somebody that helped us and attacked them, it was supposed to be a one-time deal.
Uh-huh.
They pissed that family off, and then it turned into this huge, ugly war.
I see.
So it really wasn't because of us. They were just like doing a one-time, okay, we'll put them in the bunny hopper for a day.
Right.
And be done with it. But then their reaction to that wasn't cool.
Huh.
It's weird how all this war and clan stuff goes on.
Yep.
Something I never really knew much about.
Yeah, drama does exist a lot in this game.
Yes, it's ridiculous.
Yep. So you got a shout out this evening?
Sure, yeah. My shout-out is to Ian Davis and Pamela Lucas from the Mafia War Snout site.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if anyone's checked it out. It's just a page that has Mafia Wars news and rumors, and they have some fun things about other games, and they show videos. And Ian actually put together a list of suggestions, and he posted it on this page, and then it was posted in the pack room, and the people at Zynga liked his suggestions.
Ooh.
But he stated it was a compiled list, so it wasn't like they all came from him. It was a community thing.
Very good.
So shout out to them and all the work they do.
Excellent. All right, then. Well, if we don't have anything else, we'll call it a wrap for the night. Peace out!
You have been listening to the Informant Podcast, the place where family is first.
I wanna cross, get 'em crashing to the brain.